So we discussed the question, why is there a chiyuv of bedikas chametz? Rashi says, for the bayruah by yamaseh, Tosfos says it's going to shalom yavol yachla. The beferes of Gemara by Tosfos. Gemara of Abdallah, Gemara of Yud. And Rashi is stuck against two Gemara. So the answer we suggested was, Ron Peres really, that a lot of the Gemara is like Tosfos. Rashi agrees with Tosfos on the level of Gemara. Rashi's argument is on the level of the Mishnah. Because the Ma'irul by Yamasei, Tosfos says it's on the Shalom Yavol Yachlo. The Beferish of Gemara by Tosfos. Gemara of Abdallah, Gemara of Yud. And Rashi is stuck against two Gemara. So the answer we suggested was, Ron Peres really, that a lot of the Gemara is like Tosfos. Rashi agrees with Tosfos on the level of Gemara. Rashi's argument is on the level of the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah never said Avodah Torah Shivata. The Chiddush Gemara says Rav was Mechadesh Avodah Torah Shivata. Nobody saying Pshat that way in the Mishnah. That's the Rav's Chiddush in one word. That's the answer to the Chiddush Tosfos against Rav. We spent time discussing why is Tosfos like this Torah. It's a beautiful, beautiful, gorgeous Torah. Why does Tosfos like it? He suggested as follows. That the Ron, in order to say his own verse, at the end of the paragraph has to come up with a Kiddush Shani, a second Kiddush, which is that a person did a B'dikas Chametz. He tried, he did a B'dikas Chametz, found nothing, didn't do B'dikas. And at the end, it turns out he made a mistake, he missed something, and there is some Chametz there. So the Ron claims he did not, he's not considered in violation of Bayroah by Yamasei Lamafre. That's what you saw. Some Chatzal HaChazon. This you saw is critical for the Ron's whole development. As he himself explains, you have to say this way, otherwise the whole thing falls apart. How can you say that the Mishnah is a Bodek Ein Tzara Shivata? Isn't the Mishnah aware of the possible consequence for Bar Chometz and Shvi'ah or Pesach and retroactively used to bar that in Aveir for 7 days? Of course the Mishnah would all have Bodek Ein Tzara Shivata. So all of the Ron feels confident in saying that if we have Mishnah, a Bodek Ein Tzara Shivata is based on the second assumption. Namely, that the din is, if you do a B'dikas Chometz, with the right to be taken care of. Some Chatzor L'Chazokas. And if you find Chometz later, so later, get rid of it. But not that you were over and over retroactively. It's just the board of the Ron. And I suggested that if Post didn't hold in the second half of the Ron, he couldn't hold in the first half. If Post didn't hold, this is so, that you see Chometz in the streets of Pesach, you're not violating retroactively. So many Post you are violating retroactively. And if you are, then there's no way to say that the Fiyah Mishnah Avodah against Torah Shivata. Obviously the Mishnah requires Bittul too. If the Mishnah requires Bittul too, then of course the Torah to the Ron is worse. And then you have to say that the reason for the Mishnah also is not Vayorah by Yamasek, it is Bittul. But rather the reason of Shema Yavoli Yoklo. That's in a minute and a half summary what we spoke about yesterday. Fine. Today I want to fill in some of the pieces which we didn't have a chance to discuss yesterday at all. One is my, as you will see, whenever the Marma Talmud sheets are given out, they're always going to be held suffered. You know, as we go along, it seems like I really should have put on, which I didn't. Well, one of them is coming up right now. And the Makor Chaim, I assigned you the Sikha, the Siman Tov Lam and Aleph, and Tov Lam. I want to add something, which I'm going to say over right now, you've got to have a chance. Siman Tov Lam and Tez, Sifkat Gimel, starting from which is low Tosha media, the Russian table, Lama Tuf Mem, the Fulay. It's the end of the Sifkat. Let me explain to what he says, a very important part. We never answered the first Kasha yesterday. And that's the problem. The Kasha is, yes, Tuf Lama Tuf Sifkat Gimel, starting from the words, the Russian table, low Tosha media, Lama Tuf Mem, to the end of the paragraph. And that is the question of the favorite to Gemara of those times. So the Yavo Leoflo. Well, Kash against Rashi is no Kash. Because Rashi, we were both like the Rosh Hashanah third. That once the Gemara said, of both sides, once the Gemara said that the Avodah is Torah Shivato, now the reason for B'dikah is not to avoid by Rabbi Yavate, but rather the reason for the B'dikah is what? Shemi Shalayavo Leoflo. That's the Gemara. Great. But it's a slight problem anyway. Because you see, there is a Ron. The Ran has two days. We mentioned, we read it to Shir yesterday. If I may phrase it the following way, there are really three shittas that wrote that. There are three shittas. What's the reason to buy for the B'dikas stomach? Okay. There's a Mishnah and there's a Gemara. And with the Mahalach of the Ran. So, according to Shittas Ran, it changes. That's what we call Shittas Rashi the Fiyah Ran. The Mishmana Mishnah, the reason was Baliroah. And the Mishmana Gemara, they require Bittul, the reason is Shaliyav Aliyav. According to Tosu, we explained yesterday at great length. In both the Fiyah Mishnah and the Fiyah Gemara, the reason is Shaliyav Aliyav. But even the Mishnah requires a Bittul. Fine. And that is a Ran in the other extreme. The Ran was the point of the first day in the Ran, even according to the Gemara, the reason for B'dikas Tumah is by your mother. Ah, is it official? So the Ran throws in a line and says, well, what are we afraid about? Remember that line we saw? What are we afraid about? Huh? Le'evata v'le shalei. Remember that line? We saw the Reddit inside. The Ran had 2 days at the Fiyah Gemara. Why is there a requirement for B'dikas? A. Le'evata v'le shalei. That's the Ran. That's the first heresy in the Ran. And the second heresy is the one we said we spent most of the time on yesterday, Shiloyav Aliyav. But the question of it comes, if you hold up the Ran, that even the Fiyah Gemara, the reason is Shemiyav Aliyav. Is by a Roh. Is this Bittul? So as far as the one that Bob, Abod, Shor, Shir, Vatel, the Ran took care of it. Even though the Vatel is still a Shemiyav by a Roh, by a Matzeh. How can that be? Lo Bittul Vilei Shor. That's good. But the Ran takes care of the Gemara that Roh. But nowhere did I see anywhere, I couldn't find it. I can look, maybe I didn't have a chance to look at the Kiddushi around and that's figuring out Kikav Ishmei Torah. The father speaks of Kikav Ishmei Torah, that's viewed as ultimately Gemara against the Ran, against the first day in the Ran. Because that Gemara proves explicitly that Aliba, that Gemara at the very least, of Dilma's Bimden, the Nafal, the Osman, the Mifleh. It's a plur, black and white. That means in that Gemara, the reason for B'dikas Tumah is Shelo Yavo Liyokro. How could the Ran insist in his first day that the reason is what? No, it's what? Shelly Lovato Belay Shalom. But what about the Zinnah? Enough of the Gemara's question, Shemi Yavali Alpha. That question we never answered yesterday. We never even answered yesterday, I don't think. We still didn't answer. You have a Paris Tanaka? Let's hear it. Nay! I don't think so. I think the Ran is saying shot in those 2 days. We'll look again inside. So the Ran is saying those 2 days, I think I'll leave it at Gemara. But this is, maybe you're right. I don't want to jump at you. Maybe you're right. I'm wrong. Let's look again at the Ran. Let's look again. Ho, 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 ho. Not going to get a Paris. Before I assumed that I was right, but the dangerous assumption. I mean, I'd be right. Hold on. But if you have Bittul, you wouldn't need a B'dikas. Then he adds, I'll say, Bittul, Zesh, Tullet. Wait. Maybe you are right. Wait a second. The Ran said, look inside yourself. It's right after the end of that bracket. The bracket, the Ran explained, as Rashi said, the priest of Bayabaya Mosse, someone who was not Mavatel. The Mavatel, that's enough. Why did a Pika? What's that Pika? 2 days. The first day is what? You should make, write the line under the bracket. And if your Bittul there, call it Umar Shabbos and Shobane Odom, the end they'll stay in Shabbos, the after your Kaila Baka, the Lord of Tiyu, the Dibet, the Garmi, therefore, Roh HaKonim LaHakmer Shalayastik Bittul, Vitrichu Zidiku Beer. To Mask the Gam came in a thought. That's Terrace number one. Oh, Terrace two. Mr. Kosher Shem Yeshana was a base of Yavu Le'okla. The question, according to which day is it? According to the Mishnah, according to the Gemara? Go on. Mask the Tanaka Mask the Beast Lo Boy Bittle Kwell the Bidika. Uba Hoki Sagile. Now the question, according to the Tanaka of the Mishnah, that Bittle Bidika is enough without Bittle. Would bittul be enough without bdika? Maybe not. But maybe Menachem is right. Maybe the Ran only said this upon the Tana the Mishnah. The Tana Mishnah will be hold, but it's a restraint. Tana Mishnah will hold what? But bittul is enough. Again, bdika is enough without bittul. And but bittul's not enough without bdika. The original question? The question is followed. The Ran in his first day, right? The first day, the first before the word O Mitzneh. The first shot, the first Mitzneh, is the reason for the mitzvah of Tzedika over and above Bittul is we're afraid that the Bittul is not sincere. Insincere Bittul. So the question, according to whom did the Ran say that? According to the Zinah of the Mishnah, according to the Zinah of the Gemara. At first glance, both. What changed was whether both the tzarach shiyavatel or not. But whether the vatel tzarach shiyiddo, that didn't change in the Mishnah of the Gemara. Necessarily. A both the tzarach shiyavatel, that changed. It's a chiddush to the Ran. We did a Mishnah both the came tzarach shiyavatel. We did a Gemara both the tzarach shiyavatel. But the other way around, a vatel tzarach shiyiddo. That's in the Mishnah and the Gemara. He just comments in the Mishnah and doesn't say it in front of a case. Well, let's just say like this. And since the time of the Mishnah held that both against Tzarach Shiyavatel, so the Mishnah of all that was also referring to when there was no business. And maybe the time of the Mishnah held a lot. But if, again, you only the Zika. Or if you do a business, you use the Zika, but only the Zika of the time of the Mishnah because of what? So there's no business of the Lev Shalom. Within the Gemara, it was really the reason Shem Yavi Lofa. That's what Menachem suggested. But when the Ran said his first Svara, Erech had only said according to the time of the Mishnah. But that he holds the need, if you do bitul, you need a bedika. Right? But the bedika would only be according to the first band of Ran, so maybe the bedika would be committed to bitul with Napa Lehem Shalem. But when the Din of the Gemara, if the Gemara said, Avod Ektor of Sheyav Vatel, the question becomes now, once I voted Tzarach Shiyavatel, so I'm a Vatel, why do you have to be voted? So even, I guess he could say more radical, I said, according to the Mishnah, either one. Either the dependent around because he needs Bidiki, he don't need Bittul, maybe the Ramah holds the Dinah Mishnah, you have Bidiki, he don't need Bidiki either. So either or. I met the Ramah, but the Rice is in the Ferret, either or is enough. Now then when I call this broken, the first of Moshe Ben, either or is enough. Maybe also Rav Yudan Atzio of the Mishnah, also either or is enough. Look, we know about against Tzarach Shiyavatel, but in a sense, we remember about against Tzarach Shiyavatel. So that's the case, and the Ran is saying, no, that's what he meant, let's hold on. That's not going to rule, that's going to ruin your territory, he said, no, no. But if that's the case, I'm about against Tzarach Shiyavatel, so the Ran's giving two reasons, we didn't see it tomorrow. I just killed your territory now. Maybe you want to say that they're doing another. Tomorrow the Mishnah also held the Mavatel Tzarach Shiyivdo. But the Mishnah held it for one reason, tomorrow for a different reason. All this is a lot to say, chapter around. It doesn't say all this stuff. Okay. So we may be completely lost in the last 5 minutes. Just a Menachem threw me off for it. Threw me a curveball. Threw me back a screwball. That's all. The blind at the end of it, I think, of my cat, the cat was a good cat. The terrorist is not fair. They have to work. That's a fuss in the Mishnah of the Ran. Yes. The curveball, the screwball, the knuckleball. The original question was as follows. The Ran has two terutzim. Why do you need B'dikas Chametz? The Maisa. I'm assuming the Maisa means the Piyadina of the Gemara. The first reason is Shem Lovitl B'Lev Shalim. The second reason is Shem Yavu L'Yavu. I'm asking a kasha. I don't know if this kasha. My kasha. How can the Ran have the first terut? To get the up in the Gemara that viewed. King of Ishmei Kaira. The king is up there on the beam. So there's Machshar in the Gemara. Do we say that the bittul is enough, or should not be enough? If it's a question of an insincere bittul, who cares if it's up on the beam or it's down here? The Gemara says, Shem Yavu L'Yavu. So it's up in the Gemara, that's the reason. How could the Ran's first parents deny that? Because you have two hands are up. Yes, Abba.
Why can't the Ran be an either or, that which government will apply in the case of the Gemara, there's a case that only the son of Shem Yavu L'Yavu will apply.
Why would that apply?
There's only a figure.
I saw that too. I saw that there. And the only reason we're afraid about the gluska yafefi, strawberry shortcake, but a piece of hard bread up there in the, pretty hard.
Religion.
It sounds like he gluska yafefi, Avraham, is in a case where he will somehow reclaim it, we'll get to the Gemara later, when he sees it. Here he's afraid the whole business was insincere from the beginning. From the beginning, he says, no, even on bread, no good. I thought of that too.
The lesson of either or is also not open things. It's not clear whether you're dealing it's either.
Oh, I mean, you might have a mention of two things. It's all one big terrace.
It's one big terrace, it's an either or.
Well, that's the case. I was saying my whole assumption is wrong. Not that there's two something in the round. Mitzvah, O Mitzvah. No, I mean, that means it's Inai, Odeh Shlomo. No, I mean, the Chazal are afraid of both things. All right, could be. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
What do you want to say
then?
So, he made a bitl, he didn't know what he had. He made a bitl. An insincere bitl, what do you mean insincere? Not because it's supposed to be a favor, it's going to see a piece of delicious cake. We're afraid there are people and people come out of the ground and drive. Today. The people get up and they say, "Carl, come here," and then they go through the whole rigmarole. But they don't want to lose any money. They don't want to have anything to contribute. But they really,
the whiskey,
you know what I'm saying? So that's people that eat and see them. So the schnapps, the spaghetti, the cakes, the cookies, or whatever. It part of me, the son of the revelous urine. Have you love bread? Bread. I don't know. I mean, yes, I'm sure. Here he knows about it. Tikkun L'Shmei Kor knows about it. We could actually just see a bit of the Pacific in the Pacific. Then my question doesn't even exist to begin with. Rav said before, another two pshatim in the Ran. Either the Ran saw the reason of B'dikah is what? Come on, it's what? Shema lo bitul b'lev shalem. Odeh Shlomo, parrot number two, a dushita, says Shema yavo liyofa. That's all I said with the Ran. Aminim is suggesting, that's one big Ran, but it's kind of a circumstance. I've got all this, I've got all that. Then I can't do no
time. It's prevention to a lot. It's not a prevention, but the mind is really a true true love. It's a question of it's intrinsic or not.
Right.
So if I say the same terror, it's more of a steal than a definition
of a lot. True. You don't mean, but Ayaka means that, he didn't phrase it properly. What he means to say is the big difference is to say, well, according to the second terrace, they were made the time for the offer. According to the first terrace, it's a much more serious question. If you want to have a little shelling, then it's a bayou of a mountain mamish.
What if zero utu someone who won't be bata correctly? What if zero utu someone who will eat? I'd rather only can see
more.
Yeah, it's true, but it's one of the called zero focal and zero program.
But we're dealing with Stamford?
You're right. Okay, I don't know. Let's spend too much time. Yes, Stamford. No, he knew about it. He gave a Shmei Kari, he sees it. He says to his kid, look, see that up there on the rafters. So the question is to get a ladder to get it down. So some families think, you don't take a ladder, you get a kid to come up to the rafters. But in others, you have to get a ladder to pay the nigger, have a ladder. Get a ladder, slap in half, and then maybe just forget about it. Or maybe no, it's going to fall down. It's going to fall down. So I'm asking, so it should be over the awful. It's going to come out, it's over the awful. So why do I even speculate? It's your child. Why are you drawing that extraneous information? It's an awful thing about over the awful. What do you bring a new... What do you mean, Hashem McSherrick for? That a guy can say, a bit of Shalobel and Shalom, multi-lab, while you're strong, for no reason? It's an awful thing about over the awful. Yeah. sitting on the Rebbe's side. Baruch Hashem. Take a look. We haven't read the second Tikkun Rashi. Umash is Tzirich Chachamim B'dikas. I was going to take this for later. But Noam, thank you very much. See what it says. Yosef Nishari is the Rebbe of Santa Paul Bittu Tzirich Hashem. He's in the King. The Lekayim is the Tzirich Hashem. He's in the Kosher. He's in the Adam. Shaloyim Atulu. He's in the Matzah. He's in the Gami. Period. I think he proved that I'm right. Oh, stir up now. Not even that I'm right. I'm like cutting the Gavala and Kash against Iran. How can Iran say what he calls, we'll call it this way, the Divi Aphraim is the Rishonim is the Aphraim? So the Rishonim are the ones who say Yavali Aphraim. And the Aphraim say, I'm using that as an expression, colloquially, those who live in the time of the Iran, Iran himself, whatever, is the first day it says it's going to question still Yavali Aphraim. What he calls, excuse me, what he calls for Kasatis, Iran's own. That's what he likes. He's David Abshah. No, he's true to others. Gavals against the Gemara. It's like, I haven't looked at the Kedushi Iran on the studio of Kedushi Kedushmaker. I haven't had a chance. You have a Kedushi Iran here? He's talking. He's even a fan to it now, right? Remember, look it up. Rashi really says something. But Pash, the Gemara's against him. Clara. From the Shem Yavali Opal. Yeah.
The Ryan first says, people can set up Rashi. So the first try is saying, whether you hold like Rashi's reason, or the Oi, which is Tosis's reason, no matter which way you do it, then he goes on to explain, right?
Whatever it may be. Okay, enough. So I think the cash is good cash right now. It's all about the cash is good. I was already convinced that Will says no good, but no, who's that I'm right? I think so. Okay, I have a terrorist too. I didn't have a terrorist, not my terrorist. I mean, the terrorist basically is sold in the Makor Chai. Look it up in the new Maramok. It's like it's an interesting to hear the cloud. He has those for a different reason completely. It's like this. Unbelievable, it happened later. It's like this. When is the Gemara Shire? Let's get this timing straight over here on both sides. I know we haven't gotten to it yet. That's the next topic. It's not it. But we're allowed to look and say, you can post on the corner of the face, all our us are broken us up on. Okay, so we know what all means yet. But you and I have been around the house 2 years. We know that it means the night before Erev Pesach. I'll show two blocks tomorrow. We'll see on Monday. We know what it means. It means the 14th night of Pesach, the night before the Seder night. Okay. But most years, this is going to be different as a matter of fact. But it's the Shabbos. Okay, whatever. Make it more confusing. Oh. Question. When you do the beer house? Manvir. When is Manvir? The Gemara says Manvir is in the fourth, the fifth hour, the sixth hour, the seventh hour, the shower, the shop, whatever, the next day. Doesn't occur time to follow the Lord. It's like this. Bidika's Kama community is stove. We'll discuss that later on the Mount of Pemis. Very important. Somewhere down here, where is it? Towards the very end, Puff Lama Dalit. It's not the third and the last line of this whole big page. We'll come back to this and know when it's going to be. It's like this. Vizika's comment, by definition, searching is to mean searching for the unknown. You search for the unknown. Vizika. But you know you don't search for. That is the Makar Chaim. Vizika Mishmekara. There's no shot about Bishat Bidika's comment. Bishat Bidika's comment, all I have also, I can say, listen, I'm checking my house. You know, I'm checking all the nooks and crannies and all the backs of the claw, all the unknown places. The fact that I have a box of Wheaties in my pantry, for what? I'm going to check for that. I know it's there. All I'm doing is, I'll have some stuff for tonight, I'll have a good breakfast tomorrow, or both. Or I'll sell it to a guy, or I'll throw it out, or I'll throw it, whatever. It's not a bedikah of what you know. what you see, there's no bdika. Bdika is what you don't see. You're so good at that moment. Memeil is the makor chayim. The whole shayla kikavish mekara. The whole shayla is the makor chayim. Boy, rabba, kikavish mekara. We say it's the half of the ladder. They will lie on the bittul. Oh, Dilma, Dilma is enough of the us of the Mifle. When's the shayla? When is the shayla? Not all arba also. All arba also we know it is. You can leave there your bread up there on the beam. The same way you can leave your cake in the pantry. So when is the shayla come up, Rabbi Osa? When does it come up? Not all arba also b'shas b'dikas chomet. The next morning, I do a sakhak, I do my inventory sheet. Okay, I did the b'dika. What's left? My wheat is in the pantry. That'll have for breakfast. My schnapps in the closet, I'll sell to a guy. Remember, the discussion that comes to a guy, great length. It does not happen anywhere in the Gemara. Okay, that's very important. And what else do I have left? Bread in the bread up there. So I start twiddling. What do I do with that bread up there? So I ask Rava. Rava says to me, well, I'm not sure. I'll tell you the truth, my dear fellow Jew, you asked a good question. Should we say that you should have to take a ladder and get it down? Or should we say, so far off? Just let us do this two big ones enough. That's Rabbi Shaila. Rabbi Shaila is Shaila with Bezika's comments at all. It's a Shaila and what, Rabbi Osai? And it's a beer comment. That's what he said. That's what Makar Chaim said. And he has important reasons to say this. They answer a whole bunch of kashas. But he gets the problems and we're not going to go into it at all. Then we can suggest the south. Oh, Rabbi Osai, both of us have comments there and there. What are we afraid about? According to the first day in the Iran, what are we afraid about? I have to do a bitul. No, we're afraid. We'll do a bitul. But that bitul is going to be insincere. Maybe. Why not be insincere? Either because it's going to be something very special you're going to find, or it's going to be something you're going to need. Whatever reason, that's built into Takanas Chazal and all our Ba'asa, we can now rely on insincere Bedika. We have to therefore eliminate all the problems. Whatever we don't know, and just remember this is what's suggested. You know, in a certain sense, at least I think man said before, bittul of the unknown is risking the bittul of the known. What you know, it's limited. You just might as well do the bittul. And all of a sudden you find out, in Pesach, you have $10 million worth of comments in a warehouse. Okay. I just lost $10 million by doing that business. And then it has to pass to the hour. I didn't realize that. I mean, you know, I didn't know that. I would have known, oh boy, $10 million. But if this is certainly a possibility. I have a kikavish maker. I'm not only a kikavish, like a strawberry shortcake. But these strawberry shortcake too. But I know what it is. It's a known commodity. I know what it is. And I'm doing a bitl on it. So then maybe then there is no, I'm adding on now, this is the part I didn't say this part. Maybe then there is no chashas for the insincere bitl. So we can suggest as follows. When you have a bezika scummas all arba also, when you don't know it, what's really there, then the reason why they require a bedika and they don't rely on a bittul for everything, the known and the unknown, and so they're afraid of an insincere bedika. We're saying that especially on the unknown. And even on the known. But the Gemara Dafyud is not talking about our Labasa. The Shal is Yom Labasa. The bedika is over already. Now, the bedika is over, you see, and you could have spotted it already yesterday, said the Makar Chaim. Even after yesterday, you said, okay, you put it on your inventory list. That's what we do in my house. Most people do that. They sell something to a guy, they have an inventory. When they sell to the guy, right? So they didn't have to sell to a guy, they used to burn it all the next day. They have an inventory. I should think to remember, not to forget to burn tomorrow. You know, it's Cheerios and Wheaties and bread and cake and schnapps. And that's Tikkun the Shmekar. And that was okay. You were legit an all our bossa. Now the shadows be your both a shall our bossa. We have to burn it, they're going to say, the hassle of the ladder. That's the shadow. So that shadow is a question of the overflow. your fast's going to fall down. Fall down, you're suddenly eating on paper. That's a different shot. That's not a shot of the Bedigas Kamas at all. So the Bedigas Kamas could be called the first day in the Ran. Wow! To an insincere Bedigas. And the Kika Vishmei Kara is a completely different verb. It's not a shot of Nelia Dal, it's a shot of Yomi Dal. What's the Shiloh? I guess I'm not worried about insincere Bedigas in our case. Maybe like Mayor says, he's going to keep the hard bread up in the loops in there, in the rafters. But we are concerned possibly about Shiloh Yavali also. But that's not part of Takamas Bedigas Kamas. Still, somebody just fulfilled Kadasik in yesterday. That's what I wanted to suggest, basically, that I'm a pro-time and stuff. Again, I'm doing my question. The question, my answer is an answer. So who might be my question? No question, my answer. No answer. Go that way, it's good. So my question is a question, the answer is no answer, then you're in trouble. Right? So let's assume that I'm right, we'll go nice. Oh. Grab both sides. Let us now pick up what we left off yesterday. The other part, which is, well, what exactly is the nature of Zayor by Yavashe? We said before, Machlokas the Ran and my reading of the Rosh, which I bring proof from the fact that the word Lun is in parentheses, Dakim, I said, without the Lun, and the fact that the Rosh has two sons, Rabbeinu Yechiel and the Tur, who both seem to indicate that there in fact is an Easter of Zayor by Yavashe retroactive. But the Malbob and Avram, when he quotes all this, makes a reference to Tostaf Kof Aleph Amar Aleph. Take a look at these in that Tostaf. It's a very important Tostaf. Beginning of the second paragraph. The Mishnah said over there in Kof Aleph, Kol Shor Shemut Alecho Machal of Behemah L'Chayel Ophis. So he marks what he Behemah L'Chayel for. He marks a Tri Chasa. What's a Tri Chasa? You say Behemah, you say if the Behemah didn't need to roll up, it's visible. But a chayel, you know, all up would be invisible. You can't rely on it. If it's a chayel, it's invisible. Plus, the behema, you're afraid it's going to be invisible. And the over by all by your mother, it's a kamashmula. Wait a minute. You get the impression of what? If you see it, the behema left it over and you didn't do anything about it, you're over by all by your mother. Well, what happens if the chayel took the chomets, ate it, started eating up the chomets in the yard, and left something over and hit it? Are you over by your law, by your mutzi or not? It's a very serious question. You threw your chomets down to the backyard, let's look, watch you throw it out. Be kind to animals, eat. Let the animals eat it up. So the chayas come in and they eat, like the grill the chayas, shoot them, and they eat, we assume they ate it all up. Turns out, no, there's a kazayas left over, and the chayas hit it, well, it's tomorrow. They should have stayed it. Meanwhile, the leaf that the time of presence there, the chaya, still that was there, the chinu, yeah? Meanwhile, you're over by Rabbi Yamatze. Yes or no? So what did you do exactly? You did, you took your chametz, you threw it into the yard, you watched the animals eat it, the wild animals, you saw there was nothing left, but you made that mistake, that an animal was hidden, that the animal was kind of hard a little bit. Well, you weren't about it.
Yeah, but
he could be
in the backyard.
That's a good question. David asked a question. I don't know how much time the question. It's a tremendous question you asked, which is whenever somebody gets rid of his chametz, should that also be a bit? That could be tremendously relevant for all of our discussions of the sugya of bitul and beer, which is the next mamakamish. Keep in mind, this is a very good question, but I can't discuss it yet for a long time. I'm not putting anything so big. Okay? So remember, it's a good question. Let's go back to our original discussion. So I have a chai, I threw it to the chai, it's not considered a bittul, for whatever reason it is. And the chai left over at his eyes, I didn't see it, I couldn't see it, he hit it somewhere. Put it in the ground, I don't know, he hit it somewhere. He says, tell us to stop. Kof Aleph, Omer Aleph. V'yashminan v'chayim v'shem d'mitzvalei v'ein over v'shem bal yatmin z'bal yatmin nafkala mid'lo yimotei ha'idach bal yimotei. No. V'ein zeh mutzui kevan shen yodua heichanu. Says Tosfos, no. Maybe the reason why I can send it to a chaya is that even if the worst case scenario, the chaya will leave some of the chametz over, still I do not violate Zayirah by Yom. Why not? I threw a whole loaf of bread, all those 15 slices I threw out, his father who ate them all up, left one, I didn't see it. Exactly. Didn't see it. Says, Tosa, not over by well by the Motze. Why not? Ain ze Motzu. That says, lo yielacha. Like it's in the Avodah Zarah. It doesn't say, lo yielacha chametz. Lo yimotze lacha chametz. That's not called Motzui. How do you translate Motzui? Found, literally. Chametz should not be found in your possession. It's not called found in your possession. If you didn't know about it. Hold on. Hold on. Okay, Mashmah Perakamada Vavamid Beis. The far we chose more yesterday. The Chimashkachas Lo Livadla. When you see the Gluspi up on Pesach, you Livadla. Mashmah. The Kol Kama, the Lo Mashkachas. As long as you don't find the Gluspi up, Lo Avavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavav Chumash, what you won't see won't hurt you. What you don't see won't hurt you. You don't see it. You drink a glass of water. We know the water's full of a zillion bacteria. If you took a microscope, you'd see them swimming around. You would never want to drink that water. But you don't see it won't hurt you. You're breathing the air, just full of poison. Who knows what you're doing? But you don't want this microscope to see all the time. They can't see the Mars, he says that. The Mazikim are invisible. The person would see the Mazikim, he wouldn't be able to take it. So the Derech HaNizla, you can say Mazikim, aside from whatever other mystical connotations with that. It means the bacteria and the germs are along, but you couldn't look at that. You don't see the chomet. But this tells us a sense of horror. This is a very important tells. How does this tells line up? It's part of our discussion from yesterday. Let me just give you back one more time. We call them Machlokas, the Ran and the Rosh. That's how I describe it. The Ran says that if you did a Bedikas Chomet and you didn't find anything, and at the end it turns out you have Chomet, there's no retroactive violation. And my interpretation of the Rosh is the other way around. So the tour and the Rabbinian heal, the two sons he still said. Namely, that you did his job, you did the best you could, I'm not faulting you, I'm not going to punish you, whatever, no matter what anybody or anybody wants it, for reasons to get to later. But we're saying, you should know, you violated an aver. But help us, you violated an aver. And for the Russians, I'm afraid. Like the book on Abraham's example, he saw, guy ate traitor. Didn't know a traitor. We feel very sorry, we feel bad for you. We commiserate, we feel sympathy. But you were over an aver. It's about focus around the Russians, I explained it to you. I brought it to you yesterday. Well, suppose they all like the Russians, but I didn't give the Russians a chance to open up. The Russians are just fine. Where the focus been on this continuum? Yes, sir. Oh, that's another good question. The following question. There are three possibilities. No. You missed the point. That was a very good point. We should get to later. Me and my chat and Russians. Comment to my chat and Russians. There's another possibility. He mentioned to me before, I didn't want to object then. What if a person, a mother was gone, he has comments upstairs in his attic, he doesn't want to think about it. He doesn't know about it. He got it for his wedding. Just imagine the following case. The guy got it, just imagine, for his wedding, or his bar mitzvah, whatever it is, he got schnapps, he put up in his attic, and he lived 100 years after his bar mitzvah, age 113, and he never saw it, he never realized schnapps in his attic. And then that doesn't pass away at 113. And they go through his thing. They see schnapps unwrapped, unopened. You never opened it for Michigan. Tell you guys, say, price phenomenon of some of yours. So unopened, with the two chayim, you know, and you had your bar mitzvah, with the infection with your uncle, Reuben, and it's still there and unopened. He owned it for 100 years, never opened it. 100 years. About 80 years in schnapps. Now David says they buried the poor fellow. So should we say now, David has to ask. He went to his grave, he was buried. Should we say now, you know? So bad for this guy. Now that he not have a chance to enjoy the delicious schnapps, he was also over by a royal, by a mother, each and every Pesach for the last 100 years. What should we say now? If he discovered age 112, then he had this, he was going through his bar mitzvah a few years late. Then we say he was over, I'd say for the last 99 years. But if he never ever saw it, it's not a or, but what is that more? If he discovered it after Pesach, it can't be over by all this last Pesach. If he discovered it on Pesach, then you have a problem. Because that's another range of possibilities within the Shita. Assume that there was a retroactive violation. Is it only if it was, is it even was never discovered his whole life? Or is it only discovered at some time in his life? Or, as I would suggest, and that's what one may be critical to the last, we'll see soon, only was discovered on Pesach. Discovered on Pesach, you discovered Shvishal Pesach? So then you think you were over at the old Pesach. But if discovered after Pesach is over already, so it's over, it's over. You weren't always Talia Roy, it wasn't Roy Rhea on Pesach. Maybe. We discovered that, he was over the Mafre, right? It was a handstand. We discovered it, you're right. That's Dovah's question. Someone else, who else question? I forgot. You did? Who asked this now? You did? Who did that question? Again, Dovah? I forgot. I remember this before we answered it before. Anyway, that, we'll get to that later. We'll come back to that later. For the moment, where does Tulsa fit in on the continuum? You have the Ron and the Rush. Where does Tulsa fit in? It tells us a bigger machmer, a bigger maker. Where did he fit in? Yeah.
He
never even knew what it was. It wasn't far. That's the heck. He finished his books. He's not a common commenter. The guy made another book. Forget it. I'll leave it there for my grandchildren. I never opened it up. So that was not. Yeah.
Assuming my question
was.
I'm just saying, assuming that that was the case, that he got the shop, he put it up there, and never thought about it.
Yeah, maybe about it once. Well, it could be different. It could be the same thing. You forgot about it. We're getting too dramatic in the story. But let's get to the point here. Where does Tulsa told? That's an intelligent answer. Okay. That's an intelligent answer. Well, let's see how you can be. Hold on a second. Slow. Let's go slow. Slow. Come the Machtis HaShekel. I want to ask you to see. He's a super commentary on the Mogen Avraham. This is how. He quotes also about Machlokas and Rishonim in this Nakuda. So there's a guy who didn't know he had promise. He says, the Rambam, he quotes from the Rambam. He still asked him about one quote of the Rambam. The Rambam says that you're making a guy who didn't know he had chametz, and it turns out he has chametz, so he's not over retroactive. That's how they perceive the wrong quote from the Rambam. We'll see soon in a little bit of time. That's the Machta Shekel. Tos is the bigger Mayfield in the Rambam. A bigger Mayfield, incredible Mayfield here in Tos. He's the most maybe we'll disagree. You notice not it's there. So then you can't just put you on the where it is right this minute. So watch. That's an obstacle type of phrase. Look, I want to bring to your attention again, just to refocus you, we're discussing now here shadows of the right. How do you define by a role by your mother? Shadow is the definition of a Zimina Torah. That's the detail of Zimina Torah. But back to the basics of the basics. What's the secret in the mouth of a snake? to make like all the people up to the front. Whatever it is. Get them to come out. Anyway. So. The bow tie. So you have, maybe tell us, don't we make this kid? What are you going to do? You threw the pummets out to the lion. The lion's ate it up. So maybe the lion holds. Anyway. So. The bow tie. So you have, maybe tell us, don't we make this kid? What are you going to do? You threw the pummets out to the lion. The lion's ate it up. So maybe the lion holds under his paw. What are you going to do about it? I'll give you a mushroom. Another fellow. That's Yudim and Alice. Right, take a look at the minute. We have a reason to show you that fellow. It's a long discussion, like, the figure stuff is not our concern right now. But when we're discussing primarily, a couple of key lines of fellow. Paul and Gabby Vizika, the fifth line of fellow. Okay, Mr. Bob, that's for the Mata. My ass, what can you do? If you have to be cool, Lizzo, Palm Shria, not even you. The post is saying over here is, hey, a guy didn't think of Thomas. He didn't find Thomas. He didn't make us check for Thomas again. It'll be the same result. Again, you won't be able to find the Thomas. Thomas is not there. You couldn't find it. Oh. And then the next few lines. It's a creation. Loma, the Maya, which is a little bit long. The song of the mayor, so that the mayor, a little sagging music. Why? Look at it. Cave and low Ashka, you didn't find it. Alright? You didn't find the cover. And you didn't do a bit of it. The Tosfos, Bahave, Bitsope, Lav, the low Yimote. Referring to a case what? That he may be in a case of Valiamote. He did a Bzika. Yeah, he didn't find it. Yeah, but an Afra came to all Afra. Who knows what happened? We don't know exactly what it's like. The suffix lab of volume of. Why is this post really relevant? Because the Prima Gaudin, that's Tain M. Gimel, on that Mother Avram, that's one two parts, the Ace of Avram, quotes this post. Why is he quoting this post? And it exists in top of the suffix lab of Loyam of. And if Zika won't help, you don't know where it is. You don't know where the Pidon of Hamas is. It's a ray of them. It's a ray of them. A ray of them. What's a ray of them? The Rafa came around and moved things. We don't know what's going on over here. What about the case of the Chaya? The Chaya ate up the Hamas and not Kalfala. What's going on over there? So, we just talked about it in the past. We all called the chance of the animal. The Chaya would ate it all up. Perhaps it was either visual in the case according to this situation where you gave it to a Chaya. To kick them. Hold on. Why? These toast. I'm trying to take the style of the book. I need to explain why I'm driving it. I didn't finish it yet. A guy has no idea what's coming. Doesn't know. Is it value or not value or? Doesn't know. So I'm trying to tell you, it's my idea, thank you. I'm going to tell you, there will be value work. There will be value work. Paul never says that it's only value work you choose the public. He definitely says that. He actually held it up. Paul didn't say that. I, the post not Kabbalah, the biggest maker of the face of the earth. The post is over there. You had him, say, well, a loaf of bread, you gave it to the Chaya. Zimun Mitzna, and it's still by and it's still no by or by Monte? No, that's different. Why is that different? That's different because the presumption is that the Chaya ate it up. You know, lions are not known for leaving big leftovers. You know, they do their eating habits, they devour their habits, but they eat everything that's done. You made it in that. Yeah, but you can't, and there's nothing you do about it. Inaccessible. It's not called Monte Bianca. That's the key. A, likely not there. B, more important, perhaps it's inaccessible. You can't do anything about it. Paul's not beauty. He also has a similar story. What can he do? He did a Bianca once. He'll make another Bianca. It's in a bed of acceptable, they can't find it. So I'm suggesting, therefore, is that the only time that the Tosfos says that it's all by Yemotei is in a case where you, as Tosfos put it, phrased so beautifully himself, they said they spoke to themselves not for powerful than ours. What they say, as lush it is, ain't there Motsui. Ain't a Motsui. You have no access to it. Therefore, there's no by Yemotei. Okay, so leave that out. You can't get it. You check the, you can't get the animals in the way. You can't find it because we checked once before. 1 second. Just put your hands down for a minute. Let me finish up. 1 second. But the Rambam, to me, I want to say to me, the poster is a very great man. To me, the Rambam seems to have been saying that a person doesn't know there's any problem. Perhaps to be known by you or by your mother. Perhaps in all cases. But even if it's not true in all cases, it's true in some cases, despite the fact that it's acceptable, they could do a bazika. The mother of Ram quotes the Ram. Let me read the Lush briefly again. We read it yesterday. We read it again today. The quotes from the Rambam as follows. Delashana Rambam. The mother of Chomet, Shoya Daito, Allah, Bahaya, Believer, Meshach, Meshachabir, Blabiro. Alright, the over a loy roa, sure lo beer below bitter. Mashma, that's the Rama. Mashma, you're gonna wrong. Diem loyoda lo metila, ain't a over all of God. Sounds to me, I'm a very big passion. The Rav taught us to read the Rama, the Rav got out, to read the Rama from Kuto, don't read it too much to anyone. Sounds to me, it's a simple read of Rama. If you don't know about it, it's no by your own mother. Do about it, forget. That is by your own mother. Don't forget, my Mr. Buck, forgot. If you didn't know about it, know about it. Come to Levushes Rosh, the next book in the Ramadan. Lam is very slow. Then, if you want it, Levushes Rosh, on the side. Nearly, says the Levushes Rosh about the Ramadan, the Marish of Bobek al Kopona the Arapay. Abada is referring to a case where he checked an Arapay. Abba below Bodak. If he didn't check an Arapay, then have the Kiyogo she has come in. The Yamata Hakab over. Avada. If you don't check, Avada is going to be in the violation by your Rabbi Yamata. The Rai Mat comes with Taz, the Sot Bay, Shema Rosh, our Rosh, in the Tri Ruin, the Simashach of the Sot Nalas, Kotav, the Lo Bodak, go on the Tri Ruin, it's okay, but the Taz says that the Rosh is worried about Tri Ruin. So the task is laid in the next minute. You worry about problems. If you didn't check your house, I'm just going to be coming there. This place you're going to come and all your lawn, of course you're going to be coming there. That's how the Lush is going to be drama. However, with all due respect, that's how I read it. I'm with Chuta. I thought the Rambam said, no, we're all taking. You didn't know about the comments, you know by law, by your mother. If I'm right, then that was the master shekel says the person is a bigger maker. What's the love? The golem is it. The person that profiles is a bigger maker than the Rambam. I'm not so convinced that's true. Hold on. I ain't told this for a full show. I haven't said the Rambam the moment ago. Continue. And that the master shekel says. The master is a grand shame, Gamin Hogamalatur, Uksatkula, Yosebe Aramba. That the post is making more than the Ramba to the master shekel. More than the Ramba. And I want to suggest, that's just going to bleach the eye. Because post only make where you have no choice, you can't get to it. With Ramba, the past is making in all cases. Even if you'll tell me about that I'm off the wall, what chutzpah I have to argue with Lubushik Rosh, but he says that obviously if you're worried about the Teruah, if you're worried about a house, what's the riot? Gavra Karamit. You think the riot for the Rosh for the Rambam? Whatever, assuming he's right. Someone has to make it, assuming he's right. Because we know, if they tell you, way out of check. Yeah, you have a wine cellar and two rows. Oh, then the Moshe Kisrod would agree that the Rambam is making. No, by all, by nothing. Because after all, I didn't expect Thomas, I had no reason to expect Thomas to be in that part of the house. But the Moshe was hanging up in it. Somehow, the rule. No fool in the book. No fool in the book. Well,
I'm
not saying can't find it. You're getting your life to be for me, going there, violent, but now it's going to have something. What? I'm calling something, I look up, it's not there. Okay? I'm calling it somewhere. Okay? So I don't think nowhere. I have no idea where it was. At that point, Rabbi Nadav was not much to be argued. I couldn't find it there. We looked at it. We said it looked all over.
Check that rule when you're about. And then if you ultimately find that the comments, they would
So you check that rule when you're about humanity, they'll simply find that if they're coming, there would be a violation of what? Of by the law, by law, by the law. Hold on. By law, by the law. So you would ask me to vote. If it's a month now, none of the day, Shem, you can say what? To look for your girl. Hold on. That's the Pokemon. Suppose it's right, the mother above, to be mascara to the bachelor, mascara to the kama to the mascara, lo ova the dali roa. So I just try to carry that question by saying, yeah, it's a principle case where, so what? That's the reason it was, you know, must be, it was a different rule, so I back to the same case. So now, David, that's me, Kasha, and your Kasha was, The whole rod that we started with. The rod quoted the same Gemara, right? The rod quoted exactly the same Gemara that Tosfos quoted. And the rod says, what? There's no retroactive issue. How can the Tosfos put it on the rod?
I think it's the same way.
So far, the same question. I've got to think about it. Yeah. That's all? Is that? No, really? Is that tenable? Well, I have two. Let's hear it. Take a vote. Yehuda and Ali Rav, name the Zia Mishnabu and the King of Echad. They want to save it. So they want to suggest that before the Torah not come valid, the shot is that what does Torah say? Look at the Lord. I don't think you're right. Call Kamas Lo Mashkaka until you find it. As long as you haven't found it yet, the Av of Value Roy. But Avi and Yehuda suggest that maybe the shot is that once you find it, you're over the Mashkaka. I didn't read it that way.
Yeah, when did you not say that?
Amen. I don't know. Maybe you're right. Let me see. I don't know. I have to think about it. I don't know. Rabosa, let me introduce that Rashi. I mentioned it 2 times, Rashi. Rabosa, see Rashi. It's an amazing Rashi over here. Rabosa and Allah. This is the Rashi which he bought. And the Marshal, and the Sardis, all talk about. I guess we'll see the Marshal in the Rashi. What's the case? A person is leaving his house with no paper. A very common case. And, behold that before Shana, right? So before that, and his question is, he's leaving his house now. I'll give you a local master. You have a buffalo. Not the Labor Day weekend coming up. Labor Day weekend, our lock has to leave the country, Labor Day weekend. The guy's in his house left. Must he check his summer home or something? He's not going to come back. He doesn't plan to come back. It's not needed. He's not going to come back till June. People own summer bungalows that are not needed. The question will be, is he required to leave his summer to the bungalow on Labor Day? Do a lot of Labor Day, you may have character that's going to go on a long trip and come back in the middle of Pesach, have fuel and pay Rosh Hashanah and Ami. In other words, you're leaving Labor Day, and if you want to send them back to the bungalow, you know what? Next Pesach, you're going to come back to the bungalow. A lot of fellow murder. There's Rashi. That's Gilbert Dito. Does he harder pay the Meah Pesach, or Barale? The Ani Shaita, and on that fellow murder Pesach, Lab which is the Yulu for the Batley, can't do it with them. Sherry Easter Hano, can't do with Peter as much as I'm involved. We can't do with Toya Peter. From the day, we can't do a bit less money to what we're considered to the Hasma. The Ena Shalom. And here's the key line. Ukishera O. And when he discovers in a Chalamay Pesach, over Olehra. Over for what moment? The moment that he sees the coming. Hold on a second. Says the Marshal. Please look at Marshal. Says in our style, page 2. Looks like a handwritten page 2. I'm holding it now. A handwritten page. Caveat culture of a printing. If I forgot to put it through, would you just say handwritten? I'll be talking about it, right? Is that a handwritten? Unbelievable. Wow. Okay. No, that's right. Says the Mashal. Shira all over Aleh. Mashma, nu. The Almasha Motza, Eina over Olah. Called Mai Shalora Osa. Ad Ata. Afiru Lo Fitlo. The Mashal and Chad and Rashi. That was Al Bidl. Nevertheless, there's no value roar in retrospect. Difficult. He discovered it in the third day of Chalamoy. So Rashi implies that he only is over in value roar from that moment at all. We don't see it was over the last 5 days. Dartemu! Nay, Shalohoya Biyazalavaya. Couldn't have learned it. He's Thomas off. Thomas Shaloh Bibeso. Not just he. House. So over the Valiura called Mashal Opitza. What do you mean? The body's over Valiura retroactively. The Hadira Vienna the first. That Avada if the guy knew that when he left town on Labor Day, he left the country, left the bungalow, that he left the schnapp there, then Avada by all by himself. You really see it for 50 days. What are we talking about case here? The Mari is something. Lo yoda bevada shirei shol chomis b'zeh. But we know for sure the pain of Yerushalmi who v'shem hachi ein ha'over ela mishat ha'yizdiyo. That's the word over here. What's the word of the Marshal? That's not over by Yerushalmi because he didn't know that. You get a question from Rashi. If you don't know, it won't hurt you. You have comments. You didn't know you had comments. You discovered part of it in the paper. We don't say you were just registered that you were over by your oil, by your Monday from the beginning. This is, excuse me, I have to say it, the way I learned shot in who? In the Rambam. Against the Levush Yisroel. God said, I'm only setting din because the Zeke, otherwise the involved is just over by Obey Monday. And I said, no. The Mashal and Rashi bears me out. Hold on. Hold on. So the pre-Chodesh quotes all this. I think it's on the Mahama Kama too. That it's wrong. That it's dead wrong. Who's right? The Machmir. Who's the Machmir? The Rav. The Rav's a Machmir. Ah, yes, he was around the Bagel compared to the Rush. What's the answer? Who has to do something? The Rav is a centrist, right? The Rav has a middle view. The Rav is in between. The Rush is more Machmir than the Rav. And the Rashi and the Rambam of the Genesis, they're more basic than the Rashi. And I thought, oh, like the Rush, you guys look me up, I don't think I have to think about that. The Rush, the way I read the Rush, again, the way to put this, we read the Rush. The tool, the tour's closed. But if you see the chametz later, you were over by Rosh Hashanah. That's the tour's still the favorite. Can't argue with the tour. My favorite is the tour with apples that fall off the tree. The tour wouldn't argue with the father of the princess of Yechiel, his brother, for the same thing. The mother of the court is helping him love. That's one end. Then in Iran, Iran was always the biggest. They killed him. Thomas the Prefuzz, no, the Iran is right. The Iran is on Mashmir. Mashmir? Yeah. Against the Rashi, he ended up wrong. And I did the Rambam. There's going to be three opinions over here. It's by Roy, you must say, you never over retroactively, only in the town of Abba. If you didn't know about it. Or no, a body over retroactively, unless you did a B'nika Spomit, then that's how some call it Hazar. Or no, you over retroactively, if you did a B'nika Spomit, you can't help it, it's like eight straight, you couldn't help it. So there's three sheikhs, that's how I phrase it. Rashi, and I think the Rambam, Tur, keep going, I think. This is good to remember. Rashi, and I think the Rambam, Tur, and I think the Rambam, wait. Rashi, I think the Rambam, Ran. And David thinks so, right? And Tur, and I think the Rosh, and I think so. Oh, this is not quite symmetrical. We got to All right, but that's... I thought Tulsa was like a rush. But the only thing is that special taste where it was inaccessible because you're ready to... You can't get there anymore. We have to look into it. That's kind of the problem. Right. I thought Tulsa was the same. So I'll have to go into what the people are about. Right. It's a good idea. In a Badika,
Why is the Rambam different
than the Ran? My impression of the Rambam is that even if you didn't do a Badika, you're not over the Matra. Yes, the Bush is right. Ran's only after you did a Badika, you're not doing a Matra. Yes? Ran used to say, if I have a house in the country, in the capital, and then check it out. And I walk in and I find comments on my paper. I was not over by all I wanted to not prayer. Why not? That's right. That's the Mashal says, the answer is, you didn't know about it, you weren't sure about it. So you're not over. I was supreme. What do you mean? You should have gone to check. Send your son out to the vacation village to your summer home. Look over there. Or failing that, move visually. Tell us what's wrong, something. No. I'm not over by Ryan. Yes, sir. No. separated. Rabotai, the Bichorash brings an ofen araya. Rabotai, please, I want to finish two things here. He brings an ofen araya, Rabotai, that a person is in violation of Bairova Yimate, it's a circumstance, where he didn't, even though he didn't know the public was there. Ofen araya, black and white. A Gemara, because you would be over, the middle view, you would be over, against Rashi, against the other, the Mechilu, whatever they are, they may be. The rise to the Gemara says that Abdallah and Mazay. All right, I see you're getting answers. Well, let's just read it, we'll stop. I see you get everyone's answer here, the first one which I'm fine. You'll see how much extra time you have for next week, I'll go a little later, you won't be angry. Well, it's an hour finished in a minute. It says the thing about Abdallah and Mazay. The Gemara should be ladies' host caught in a vase. The Gemara right by the asterisk. The Gemara says, for the average house, dollar in a vase. What about a plain house, Cascoso, Bosuk, and Cascoso, Bosuk? A whole discussion over here. A plain, average, normal run-of-the-mill house, says the pre-thought. It's a plain house. Says the Gemara, Midoraisa, the Midoraisa, the Alma Sagile. There's the Prishadosh. There's the Prishadosh. Yes. The average house with the rights to the Bittul the Alma Sagile. Correct. But there's another half which is implicit in that statement. That with the rights of the average house, Bittul the Alma Mibreire. Pickles are not for the right of the Dika, but also the pickles required. So the Prichadish is the right of the Dika. Pickles required, Allah, says the Prichadish. And it's implying that if you didn't do it, you would be over. I, the Gemara, the Alvava, the Zay, was told to quote. No, he says, your parents say it. That Gemara referring to a case where he did it in Dika, right? He did the best he could. So therefore it's okay. Whereas if he did do the best he could, it's not okay. I mean, he's learning Shas for yourself to come out the way you learn Shas. That's the first occasion where he did a peek in the room and he missed it. He made it so much into a different room. That's what I want to stop. We'll stop here on Sunday, about 10:15, approximately 10:30. We'll continue. I'll give you the shot how to get out of all these riots. We'll get out. Okay, I'll just shop it for one more. Anyone need a place to stay this shop? If you're ready, welcome to the shop. Let me know. Let me know. Thank you.